Dear ones, here we are on Christmas Eve. Welcome. You are so welcome here at St. Stephen's, whether you're on-site or online. We are delighted that you can join us. I greet you in the name of the one born this night, Jesus our Emmanuel. May the hope, peace, joy, and love of Christ be with you. Later in the service, I would encourage you to have a candle ready as we light each other's candles. Advent, the season of preparation, is nearly over. Our waiting is nearly finished. Now is a time of fulfillment and celebration. In the darkness of night, we give thanks for light. We light a candle of hope. Hope for ourselves and for God's beloved world. We light a candle of peace, peace in our hearts and on earth. We light a candle of joy. Joy to the world and within our whole being. We light a candle of love. The promise of God's love for us and for all creation. And now the hour has come and the season is fulfilled. We light the Christ candle. The light of the world, the light of possibility. Amen. People of God, we gather in worship to prepare ourselves to hear the songs of the angels, to go in heart and in mind to Bethlehem, to see the loving kindness of our God, the babe lying in a manger. Let's pray together. O God of angel song, shepherd surprise, stable warmth, and birthing cry, dawn in our darkness, sing through our silence, surprise us with wonder and with joy this holy season. O come to us, Emmanuel. Amen.
Our scripture reading is taken from the book of Genesis, Chapter 1, verse 26 through Genesis 2, verse 4. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. And our second reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lowly, lived on earth our Savior holy. And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven.
The third lesson is from Luke 1:26-35, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by these words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God."
It is my great privilege to read this passage of scripture to you for this service, Luke chapter 2,
verses 1 to 20, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, The Birth of Jesus. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Echoing the joyous strains. from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Having worshipped together through the Word of God and through the beautiful carols sung for hundreds of years, let's pray together. On this night, in this season, in the spirit of the God who so loves the world as to take human form, let us pray for the needs of the whole world. We remember especially those whose lives are disrupted by forces beyond their control. We pray for peace and goodwill among the nations. Let us pray for the earth as it longs for the promise of God's new creation. Let us remember before God all who are poor, hungry, or cold. All who are oppressed by circumstance or by other people. All who are sick or dying. All who are lonely or frightened, and all for whom Christmas is a time of sadness. Lastly, let us remember before God those who have gone before us, whose company and voices we miss, but who, in the grace and goodness of God, still share Christmas with us. With them and with the multitude of angels and God's faithful of every time and place, we celebrate the hope and the mystery that Jesus is born. We pray the prayer Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As we usually do on Christmas Eve, any offerings that are brought in on this night are forwarded to a charity that we've previously chosen. This year, our offerings are going again to David's Place, a residential home for addicted people run by the Island Crisis Care Society. They do very good work, and we hope that any offerings that you bring in will help to bolster their ministry. Would you pray with me over all the gifts that are given this night? May these gifts open others who live in despair and darkness to the blessings you give this Christmas. The gift of childlike wonder, the gift of radiant hope, the gift of peace which surpasses all understanding, the gift of joy which knows no bounds. With these gifts we bring ourselves, O God, in response to the greatest gift of all, the gift of love, the babe of Bethlehem. Amen. As we near the close of our service, the time has come to light our candles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
Thank you.
dear ones, as we go from our worship, may the joy of the angels sing in our voices. May the hope of the shepherds enliven our minds. May the strong faith of Mary strengthen our spirits. And may the love of Jesus, Emmanuel, shine in our hearts. God's blessing be upon all of you this holy night and forever. Friends, go in peace. Amen. Merry Christmas.